I mean, obviously there is no God, or God would have done something about that, right? And, by, you know, if there is a God, he isn't a loving God, because, you know, a loving God wouldn't allow that to happen. You know, it's totally amazing to me that society that usually denies God, that never respects God, never listens to God, and is always too busy to let God in their lives, suddenly can have an opinion about God. How can these things be, brothers and sisters? And from a human perspective, you know what's difficult? God cares. Well, it's pretty big a society, don't you think? I mean, talk about a self-centered, self-focused people. Now, I want you to hear something this morning. I'm speaking of two different hums, so to speak. The first hum is the pain of the world. The pain of the world. The pain of those around us that need God's love so badly. You see, hear me. God placed, don't misunderstand me, I want you to hear me. Do I have your attention? God placed each of us, not just your preacher, not just your teacher, not just your Sunday school teacher, God placed you and me. God placed each of us on this earth next to those persons for us to be a healer in their life. In this regard, there are no accidents, folks. God places you next to people. 99.9% of the time, it's not for you. It's because you have experienced something in your life that brings wisdom to your life, and that you can share that healing with others. You hear the co-creator that I'm talking about? God wants us and needs us to be co-creators. You see, it's the love of God that calls us to affect godly change in this world, politically, communally, and personally. The second hum that I'm talking about this morning is the story of Jesus Christ, of who He is and who He was. Sorry, I got ahead of myself. Of who He was and is, and what He calls us to do in our lives. You see, especially for those of us who've been Christians, come to church for a long time, sometimes the story gets to be like the hum of the refrigerator, doesn't it? Oh no, we don't mean for it to. It doesn't mean that we don't respect, but it's just kind of the same thing that we hear, right? Christmas and Easter, pastors beat the head against the wall to try to figure out something new and exciting. A way to present a story that in its purest form changes people's lives. You see, God sent Jesus. God came to earth in the person of Jesus because of His love for you and me. And He knew that those people, us, would be the ones doing the whipping, would be the ones doing the nailing, would be the ones doing the hanging. But yet He still died for us. You see, it's becoming deaf to the person and story of Jesus that makes us indifferent, that makes us unresponsive, that makes us detached to the pain in the world that God calls us to heal. Do you hear me this morning? I call us to look outside of ourselves. Quit thinking we are the only person and family on this earth, and open our eyes and see outside of our own life box. Let's read this together this morning. I call us to look outside ourselves, to quit thinking we are the only person and family on this earth, and open our eyes and see outside of our own life box. I don't know about you, but whenever that first got to paper, that was an ouch for me. Is anybody with me on that? Here at First Church, we believe that through us, God can make a difference in people's lives and the world that's around us. We can do this if we remember Jesus loves people. You see, we need to put on new spiritual ears, folks, so we can hear again. And I call us this morning to hear again and show honest love for this community and the world. I call us to hear again and with righteous anger do something about the pain that is around you. I call us to hear again the pain and suffering that is outside of our own problems and our own pain. I call us to hear again to throw off that hum of the refrigerator. Amen? I call us to hear again God's call on your life, on your life, on your life, on my life, and call a call to serve God's people. Let's pray.